feel the tension. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you think I'm right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'll only be a couple hours, and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind.
Hello, you are listening to WMFO Medford. That's 91.5 WMFO Medford. And this is our first show without DJ Evelyn D. I don't know her DJ name. But with us today, we have DJ Lil Bordy.
Thank you
so
for having
me. So that's always fun. We are glad to have you here. So today we might do some fun segments with Little Bordy. I know she likes cooking. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll get some more music playing for you here. Sorry about that. Now we'll get some music playing for you.
I'm the boy in your other phone, lighting up inside your drawer at home, all alone, pushing 40 in the friend zone. We talk and then you walk away every day. Underneath the moonlight, oh,
start showing my emotions. You cut me deep and you left me wide open. I fought the demons that lie in between us. They think we're perfect if they'd ever seen us. But I guess this sounds like another sad love song. I can't get over how it all went wrong. But I let the words come together. Then maybe I'll feel better. Bridges, they are burning. Lover, I am worried. Tables, they are turning. Lover, I am hurting. Burning, burning, burning. Da da da. Turning, 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 da da da. Burning, 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 da da da. Turning, 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 da da da. I took the time to think of what you said. Your words are dancing in my head. I must be honest, I have a lot of pride. Inside, I guess this sounds like another sad love song. I can't get over how it all went wrong. But I let the words come together. Then maybe I'll feel better. Bridges, they are burning. Lover, I am worried. Turning, lover, I am hurting. Bridges, they are burning. Lover, I am worried. Tables, they are turning.
Now me where my mouth is. You're the baddest little thing that I ever seen. So I'ma ask you one time, if you got a man, why don't you tell him that
I'm leaving, never to come back again.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
decided to show me the same. No sweet thing exists. Oh, off stage lines could make me feel bitter.
When I flipped up the shade, looking like a red rice sitting in the driveway. Bottle of Ciroc with her in a Kool-Aid. She done pulled up like I'm getting rid of waves. Are you tired from running through my mind? Take a break and we could have a good time. Show you moves like I'm the new James Brown. Me and you should get a room right now. Cause if it's gold, I'll throw it away. You're worth more than every single chain. It ain't gonna work if you don't want it to. Best drink I take is when I'm sipping you. You know where I go when we're dancing. Handshakes in the Hamptons and getting drunk in the mansions with you. And you look so classy. Come through with that magic. You know that I'm about to smash it, it's true. I could take you to the room or I could take you to the beach. But we gotta leave at 9 cause I gotta get my sleep. You could be the early bird, I'ma give that one. Get with me, I'll take you around the world. Cause if it's gold, I'll throw it away. You're worth more than every single chain. Walk with a limp, it just means I'm cool. Next trip I take is just me and you. You know where I idol and we're dancing. Handshakes in the Hamptons and getting drunk in the mansions with you. And you look so classic. Come through with that magic. You know that I'm about to smash it. It's true.
LeBoat. You said you're living up north for when you're coming to the A. You said you need to find a crib, well tell me where you wanna stay. I know we not too pressed for time, but can you pick up on the pace? Tired of looking at your pictures, wanna be up in your face. I wanna dance with you, wanna laugh and wanna sing. Take you on the road, have you rocking all my bling. Don't know if you're the one, but if you are, you get a ring. That's later down the line, don't wanna rush the type of things. I'm a mama's boy, so you gotta meet my mama first. Let you whip the coupe around, just use a seatbelt first. New shoes, new clothes, and a Chanel purse. Vacant in the Hamptons, got a lazy curse.
Look, we're dancing. Handshakes in the Hamptons and getting drunk in the mansions with you. And you look so classic. Come through with that magic. You know that I'm about to smash it. It's true.
Hello, everybody. This episode, or this
segment,
this day is all about DJ Lil Bordy.
So honored.
So, Lil Bordy, first name Rachel. What's your favorite movie?
Oh gosh,
this show is all about you. And you have.
So I'm not a big movie person.
Oh, you're not.
But I did watch 16 Candles about a week ago, and I was a big fan.
You were a big fan?
Yeah, first time, age 21. First time seeing 16 Candles, which some might say is a little strange, but, you know, I guess that's how things go.
What do you think about that?
About 16 Candles?
Yeah.
You know, I thought the plot was a little slow, but overall, pretty good movie. Nice, it was a good throwback.
Big Jake Ryan fan?
Jake Ryan. You know, I think they could have developed his character a little better throughout the movie. But overall, big Jake Ryan fan.
So let's thank you for that. Let's fill our audience in on what your favorite food might be.
My favorite food?
Yeah.
All right. Well, as anybody who spent 20 minutes with me knows, I'm a big fan of a little restaurant located down Boston Avenue. I don't know the exact number. I should probably know that. It's called Espresso's.
Shout out to Espresso's.
Shout out, hashtag ad. And they have some little mac and cheese bites that if you haven't tried them out, you really should. They're like fried mac and cheese, and it comes with some sauce that still is a mystery to me. And probably eat it way more than I should, but... You know, big fan of Espresso's mac and cheese bites. So if you can relate, give us a call, shout out, tweet.
Maybe in the next segment, next time we speak, we'll have Rachel tell us how she's going to make something.
You see, this is a joke around my house that I don't know how to cook. So we'll let some of you be the judge of that.
Yeah, in case anybody wanted to know, the Rams beat the Chiefs today, 54-51.
Big win for the Rams.
Big win for the LA Rams.
Do you want to hear a fun fact over there, DJ?
Chrissy Cap.
DJ Chrissy Cap. So in 216 games, no NFL team that scored over 50 points has lost. So if a team scored like 51 points in the history of the NFL, they're 216-0. And the Chiefs lost tonight for the first time.
Wow.
Learned something new every day.
How'd you learn that? Time the game ended and now.
The internet?
Wow.
It's a wonderful thing.
What a beautiful tool that we have.
You should try it out sometime.
Available to us. Okay. Let's get some music playing again. This is a song that I used to listen to all the time, Gavin DeGraw. So I hope you guys like it.
Oh, this is the start of something good. Don't you agree? I haven't felt like this in so many moons. You know what I mean?
and we can heal through this distraction as we are standing on our feet. So, since you want to be with me, you'll have to follow through with every word you say. And I, all I really want is you, you to stick around.
Got history. the fuck are we? A mystery. Let's just go with the connection. Give me your affection. You're only brave in the moonlight. So why don't you stay till sunrise? Your body's looking good tonight.
Hello again. So, over that little break, I had DJ Lil Bordy write a haiku for you guys about how much he loves mac and cheese balls. So, let's hear it, Lil Bordy.
It's a little bit off the whim. Are you going to count my syllables? I just...
I trust that you know how to count to five, right. Seven, and five.
You never know. Okay, all right, here goes nothing. So round and cheesy. Mystery sauce to go with. My one first true love.
Oh, that mystery sauce is damn good.
Yeah. Someone needs to reveal the recipe for that.
Yes.
Espresso.
They do.
If you're listening.
Yeah. So now we're going to have a new segment called Can Rachel Make It? So today, I would like you, Lil Bordy, to tell everybody listening how you would make a tuna sandwich.
Oh God. So my first question is, do I have to make the tuna myself?
It's canned tuna.
Oh God. So I think you could buy some of that canned stuff from like the grocery store.
So how much are you paying for a can of this?
$1.25.
Okay, not bad.
Is that pretty accurate?
That's a pretty accurate price. Right.
So then you take the little can, put some mayo in it, you mix it all around.
In the can?
I mean, that sounds good to me.
Okay, you might run out of space.
All right, well, we'll improvise from there. And then you get some nice bread, you maybe toast it, you put it on the bread, and there you go.
Okay.
And always cut in triangles, never in halves.
Did you drain the can first?
Nope.
Oh.
Sure didn't.
It was a good thought, Rachel. You're just going to have some wet tuna all over the counter because you didn't put it in a bowl either.
Well, I know you love tuna, so next time you do it, I'll have to take a lesson.
Okay. I'll teach you. I'll teach you how to master a tuna sandwich.
Perfect.
Okay. You guys ready for more music? Are you ready, Lil Bordy?
I think I'm gonna go look up how to make tuna now.
Okay.
All right.
Will you do that, and I'll play some more music, and we'll get this show on the road.
end of bourbon in Kentucky for me to forget you. Now there ain't enough matches I could strike to set afire the memory of you. Up goes down, right's gone, left me behind. Wheel spin round, reverse stuck in my mind. There ain't from a stranger on a long wild night to ever make it all right if it ain't you in my arms, in my bed, in hell with all the rest. Once you have the best, nothing else will do. What's the use? There ain't Kentucky for me to forget you.
searching the bottom.
And we're back. So, let's think. What else can I ask DJ Lil Bordy on her day, helping us out here?
Are there any other foods you're unsure how to make?
I don't know. I think I kind of want to hear about some of your favorite TV shows. Give some of your favorite TV shows a shout out here.
So, my absolute favorite is a little reality show taking place down in the Jersey Shore. Good old Jersey Shore. Probably my favorite.
It is a good show.
Yeah. I know it rivals your favorite, Floribama Shore.
I do like Floribama Shore better. But I think there's some good comedy on that show.
Yeah. My opinion is Jersey Shore is better. What else? You know, always a fan of Friends. Always a fan of Keeping Up the Kardashians.
Keeping Up the Kardashians. Classic. Yep, that's good.
What's that?
That's a good show.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Kardashian?
It changes.
Yeah.
I think my favorite right now is Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim's just been savage lately.
Yeah. I just don't like any of them that much, so.
Do you have a favorite Kardashian significant other? You can choose from past ones, too. I'll open it up.
Scott.
Scott for sure.
Yes.
I will second Scott being my favorite.
Lord Disick.
Lord Disick, yes. Lord Disick is definitely one of my favorites. Mm-hmm.
So who did you want to give a shout out? Maybe yeah. One of our listeners.
Yeah. So I heard earlier today that a Carmine Caparelli has been tuning in to this little show that Evelyn, DJ Ev.
Now he's Steve in the car.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. My dad will get it.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways. So I heard Carmine, also known as Cappy, has been tuning in. So we just wanted to give him a shout-out. Thank you for your loyalty, your wisdom, your storytelling. Well, I miss you. What?
We'll play a song by one of your favorite pop artists, Katy Perry. You might not have heard it. It's not that mainstream.
He might not have heard it?
Yeah.
Katy Perry's his favorite artist.
I know. Well, one of his favorites. But here right, we go. Well, here we'll see how this
Cappy,
goes.
Cappy, we miss you.
We miss
Hope
you.
Hope you enjoy this.
The lessons are easily done once you had a taste of perfection, like an apple hanging from a tree.
And we're back to close out the show. It is 2:56, almost 2:57 a.m. on Tuesday morning, November 20th, 2018.
Burning the midnight oil.
Thanksgiving this Thursday.
Yeah, any big plans over there, DJ Chrissy Cat?
Oh, just the usual. Just going home.
Time with the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, DJ Lil Bordy?
Yeah, same. Staying around, staying local.
The Dirty Tick.
What's that?
The Dirty Tick.
The Dirty Tick, yes, my hometown. Great place to live. Now, my question for you as the semester sort of comes to a close is if you have any memories you'd like to share from this semester that were particular highlights.
Oh.
Anything stood out?
It's far from over now.
It's far from over.
Yeah.
DJ Chrissy Cap, there's about 2 weeks left.
Highlight for me was when you moved in.
Wow, that's the nicest thing she's ever said to me, anyone, everyone. Get that on record. Get that on repeat. We'll have it posted all over the house.
I hope this automation music is good for you guys. I hope you like it, and take care of yourselves this week. I'll see if I can get a smooth transition over to this automation.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. You might be hearing our voice for a little while longer. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5. Give us a call if you feel like you need to. Well, actually, there might not be anybody in here in a few minutes, but if you feel like you need to call, it's 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636.
Let us know what's on your mind.
Yeah, or call and then hear our voice machine, because we're leaving in a bit. But
I'm happy to sing for you, too. I mean, I don't think that's what you want, but, you know.
It's not what we want.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
But you know what? I'm sure your voice is beautiful to someone.
Yeah.
Someone out there.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Some might disagree.
Big thank you to DJ Lil Bordy for helping me out this week.
Anytime.
I don't think I could have done it without you. The girls' room is back on for this week, and then we'll see you again next week. Shout out to my dad and DJ Evelyn.
We miss you, DJ
name.
Ev.
We miss you.
Let's hope you're see killing if we can it get down in the south.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get this automation going for you now.
I believe.